All right, everyone, take a ballot.
The annual Renaissance Festival Awards.
Yeah, I'm excited. These awards are the best. These are the only ones picked by the fans of the Renaissance Festivals.
I'm just really excited that we're going to find out who won all of these 26 categories.
Well, yes, and 3,111 votes later, up more than 500 votes from last year. Oh, look at this. Favorite group or person not eligible for the Renaissance Festival Awards. Winner, Mark Gunn.
Congratulations, Mark.
Yeah, congratulations.
Okay, the show is about to start. Ballots in. Maybe we should tell them the winners.
That's a good idea.
Anytime you're ready, Tony.
I think that's a good idea, too.
How about... right now.
Oh, you want me to intro the show? All right. The 7th Annual Renaissance Festival Awards, co-sponsored by Renaissance Magazine.
The Parsec Award-winning show, the Renaissance Festival Podcast, and here are your hosts, the gatekeeper of the fairies and expert in all magical creatures, Tony Autumn, a member of the royal family, and has a crown to prove it, Matt Letter.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival podcast. My name is Matt Letter.
And I am Tony Artem.
And we have a very, 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 very special show for you today because it is the Renaissance Festival Award Show.
Yay!
Insert huzzas here.
Yes.
And what you just heard was 30-Year Jig by Circa Paleo from Tidewood. We've already told you the favorite group of person not eligible for the Renaissance Festival Award.
Yes, and that was Mark Gunn. He won again.
Yes, he won again. That's seventh year in a row.
Yeah, seventh year in a row. He's on a winning streak.
Once again, disqualified from the rest of the awards due to shameless self-promotion.
Yes.
But we have some fantastic, fantastic groups and individuals in this show that we would like to give special recognition to.
So all voted on by you guys, the fans.
You. We did not have any tiebreakers or anything. It was no shady behind the scenes, closed door meetings here. This is straight up voting by you. So we will let you know how those turned out in a little bit. But first, why don't we have a little bit of music?
Oh, okay, that sounds good. Keep them in suspense longer. Why not?
Suspense.
So next up is Drink of Choice, Etc. by Boca Musica from The Lusty Wench.
Laddies and their lasses have all gathered for a drink. To fight off being sober is why they're coming here. A rent fair without liquor is like church without a priest.
Amen.
So let's toast one to the bartender and have another beer.
Woo. Now cider sounds delicious, but I never had a taste. The thought occurred to buy some, but I couldn't risk the waste. Besides, my taste is limited, I've not much want to beer. So which of you is buying? I could use another beer. D-E-E-R, that's our drink of choice. If you sober up, don't worry, have no fear. Have another beer.
Hard liquor's too expensive, and wine is too refined. Uh-huh. And backwoods stuff is just too strong, I hear it makes you blind.
No.
I'm looking for a beverage, and it couldn't be more clear that urine-colored bitter brew I'm thinking of is beer.
Oh, B-E-E-R, that's our drink of choice. If you sober up, don't worry, have no fear. Have another beer. A lassie walked right by me as I stood at the bar. I started going after her before she got too far. Her hair was red, her waist was small, and my, what a rear. She turned around, I saw her face, I need another beer.
B-E-E-R, that's our drink of choice. If you sober up, don't worry, have no fear. Have another beer.
Now Johnny Walker's getting wild, sitting at the bar. And Charlie Hoss is ordering some whiskey in a jar. Sam Adams stumbling round the place, and this is what we fear. He'll get these jokers riled up and spill all of our beer.
B-E-E-R,
that's our drink of choice. If you sober up, don't worry, have no fear. Have another beer.
Well, now the bar is closing as our night comes to an end. I say a sad and farewell to all my drinking friends. I'll see them all tomorrow and every night right here.
Cause I can't stand these losers unless I have a beer.
B-E-E-R,
that's our drink of choice. If you sober up, don't worry, have no fear. Have another beer. That's our drink of choice. If you sober up, don't worry.
The wind was blowing east-northeast, we had to give her sheet. You should have seen us rally, the wind now blowing free on the passage from the Dogger Bank to Great Grimsby. So watch her Twigger, she's the proper jubi-jew. Give her sheet, let her rip with a voice to pull her through. You should have seen us rally in the window blowing free on the passage from the Dogger Bank to Great Grimsby. Our captain, he's a shangaroo, she likes a drop of good ale. The second mate's a ripstone pippin, been seen in many a tale. The third mate, he's a bushranger, the worst in all the crew. A Liverpool Irish ragged rat and a son of a buckaroo. So watch her, Twigger, she's a proper jubi-jew. Give her sheet, let her rip with the boys to pull her through. You should have seen us rally in the window blowing free on the passage from the Dogger Bank to Great Grimsby. So watch her, Twigger, and the powerful way she goes. With high heels and painted toes, she is on the show. She is one of them flash girls, ain't she got to shine? She can do the double shuffle on the knickerbocker line. So watch her, Twigger, she's a proper jubi-jew. Give her sheet, let her rip for the boys to pull her through. You should have seen us rally the window blowing free on the passage from the Dogger Bank to Great Grimsby. Now where the boys to make some noise when we come home from sea. We get bright drunk and full of beer and cause a jubilee. We roam the town from pub to pub, we stagger from door to door. And when our money is all spent, we'll go to sea once more. So watch her, Twigger, she's a proper jubi-jew. Oh, give her sheet, let her rip for the boys to pull her through. You should have seen us rally the window blowing free on the passage from the Dogger Bank to Great Grimsby. So watch her,
watch her,
Twigger, Twigger. She's a proper jubi-jew. Oh, give her sheet, let her rip for the boys to pull her through. You should have seen us rally the window blowing free on the passage from the Dogger Bank to Great Grimsby. On the passage from the Dogger Bank to Great Grimsby. Lift it up, flip it up, and take me Danny-o. A searching high and low we went to find the perfect lads. And in between to our delight, some turned out to be cads. Oh, lift it up, flip it up, and take me Danny-o. The first young lad that I did find, he found me quite naive. He taught me well and gave me tricks I still keep up my sleeve. Oh, lift it up, flip it up, and take me Danny-o. The second lad that I did find, oh, what a clever man. He showed me how to look at life and grab it where I can. Oh, lift it up, flip it up, and take me Danny-o. This third young lad that I did find, a pale and sickly gent. I brought him back to perfect health and till we both were spent. Oh, lift it up, flip it up, and take me Danny-o. The fourth young lad that I did find, my mouth did gape in awe. Such beauty there, I did not mind my tired and aching jaw. Oh, lift it up, flip it up, and take me Danny-o. The fifth young lad that I did find, he spun me across the floor. I spun him back, then held him down and made him beg for more. Oh, lift it up, flip it up, and take me Danny-o. The sixth young lad that I did find, a plowing we did go. A farmer, he had wild oats, which I helped him to sow. Oh, lift it up, flip it up, and take me Danny-o. The seventh lad that I did find, he had the perfect craft. He taught me how to satisfy before and in the aft. Oh, lift it up, flip it up, and take me Danny-o. The eighth young lad that I did find, we talked into the night. I showed him how to use his tongue until he did it right. Oh, lift it up, flip it up, and take me Danny-o. The ninth young lad that I had found, he just learned how to cook. He spread me wide, then let it rise, and did it by the book. Oh, lift it up, flip it up, and take me Danny-o. The last young man that I did find, he was the perfect one.
Hey, hands, hands.
Oh. 5 hours passed. He turned to me and said, we've just begun. Oh, lift it up, and take me Danny-o. So when you go a-searching for the man you will adore, just take some time to sample all the pretty lads du jour. And lift it up, and take me Danny-o. Just lift it up, and take me Danny-o.
Thank you.
And that was Tartanic with Serenade for Siren from Unstoppable.
And before that, Take Me Danny O by The Interpreters from And We're Back.
And before that one was Dogger Bank by Bounding Main from Crackin' Up. Oh, Crackin' Up.
Wouldn't be the Renaissance Festival without some bad jokes, right?
Oh, yeah. No, you can never have too many bad jokes.
Yeah, I just might have a pirate one later for you.
Oh, goody.
We can tell that Matt is really excited about that one.
I just love puns.
Yes.
All right. Well, you've waited long enough. Let's present some of these awards.
Yeah. How about we do Best Renaissance Festival Magazine? First, number 5, Pirate's Way. Number 4, The Buck and the Mug. Number 3, Uproots Magazine. Now, if you guys know anything about Uproots Magazine, please let us know. We're having troubles locating it. Number 2, Fairy Magazine. And then the number 1 magazine is Renaissance Magazine. Our cool, cool sponsors for the awards.
Yay!
Winning number 1, yay!
Awesome. Next up, Best Fair Web Community. Number 5, Renaissance Enthusiast on Facebook. Number 4, MRF Friends. Number 3, Sherwood Forest Fair Facebook page. Number 2, PARenFair.net. And the number 1 Best Fair Web Community is RenaissanceFestival.com.
All right. Best Fair Photography. Number 5, Magic Box Man. Number 4, Gar Travis Photography. Number 3, Kevin Hedgehog. Number 2, Michael Ulrich Photography. And number 1, Photography on the Run by Paul Scout.
And we got this message from Magic Box Man. Thanks for the votes, everyone. It's greatly appreciated, and I'm glad you enjoy visiting and viewing my photos. Look for even greater things to come for our 2012 festival photo season. Enjoy! So thanks, Magic Box Man, for that. It's great seeing you out there, and he's just a really nice guy if you ever meet him. So say hello to him. Alright, so now let's get into a little bit of our nonsense categories. This is the best drink. At number 5, we have soda, or pop, or coke, or wherever you're from, I'm sure it changes. Number 4, tea. Number 3 was mead. Number 2 was wine. And the number 1 best drink for 2011 was beer.
Now I have the song stuck in my head. Thanks, Mark.
Beer, beer, beer.
Alright, the other fun, senseless category, best food. Number 5, cheese fritters. Number 4, one of my favorite, the bread bowl. Number 3, one of Mark's favorite, Scottish eggs. Number 2, steak on a stick. And it wouldn't be the Renaissance without the number 1 food, and probably most consumed at all Renaissance festivals throughout the U.S., the turkey legs.
Beer and turkey legs, ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for them. Can I get a huzzah?
Yeah, huzzah. Now you can have beer and turkey legs together, and you have 2 of the categories marked off your list this year for best of the best.
It is a magical thing. All right, on to best shop vendor. We're going to get back into some serious categories now. Best shop vendor for 2011, we have number 5, Pendragon Costumes. Number 4, Lusty Leather. Number 3, Rev's Armor Works. Number 2, Moresca Clothing. And the number 1 best shop vendor for 2011, Nomadic Dreams Boutique.
All right, next up is Best Royalty by Court. Let's see if Matt's Court made it in here. Number 5, the Pennsylvania Renaissance Festival Royal Court. Number 4, Sterling Renaissance Festival Court. Number 3, Minnesota Royal Court.
Yay!
Yay! Number 2, Bristol Renaissance Fair. Oh, Guild of St. George. And the number 1 best royal court in 2011 is the Scarborough Renaissance Fair Royal Court.
Yay, congratulations. Moving on, the best opening gate show by Renaissance Festival. Number 5, the Texas Renaissance Festival. Number 4, Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
Yay.
Number 3, Maryland Renaissance Festival. Number 2, Bristol Renaissance Festival. And the number 1 best opening gate show for 2011 was the Scarborough Renaissance Festival. Way to go.
One of the festivals I wish to go to someday. All right. The best children's act or performance, musical or non-musical, on stage. Number 5, Nubler, the Tinker Gnome. Number 4, Zelch, the Tory Steller. Number 3, Alien, the Prentice Players. Number 2, Robin Hood, St. George, and the Dragon. And the number 1 best children's act or performance, musical or non-musical, on stage is Foolhardy.
Hello, this is Patrick.
And Joan Elfrans.
Sometimes known as Robin Hood.
And Maid Marian, and we wanted to thank all of the listeners of the Renaissance Festival podcast.
Thank you.
For voting for us in the 2011 awards.
Thank you, and we look forward to seeing our friends and fans out there on the road, too.
Hope you have a happy 2012.
Take care, bye.
Bye.
All right, and we're going to do one more category before we get back to some music. This is Best Dance Troupe. So, here we go. Number 5, Shunyata Belly Dance. Number 4, Gypsy Dance Theater. Number 3, Country Garden Dancers. Number 2, Tribal De Luna. And the number 1 best dance troupe for 2011 was Masala Gypsy Dancers.
All right, next up in the music, getting back to the music, is Until We Meet Again by Carl Ash of Empty Hats from Songs of the Open Road.
He's as free as a bird. She's as wild as the wind. He's thinking of her. She is thinking of him. But like the crow flies south into a cold north wind, though their paths do cross and they spin and spin. For a while it's wild, but then it comes to an end until they meet again.
He is true to his word. She's as real as they come. He's afraid she'll get hurt. Afraid he's the one. But as the crow flies out into a cold north wind, though their paths do cross and they spin and spin. For a while it's wild, but then it comes to an end until new.
And that was Ramble to Cashel by Sarah Marie Mullen from We Brought the Summer With Us.
And before that, Where Have You Gone by Cast of Bronze from Spirit of the Bells.
And before that one was the Jolly Rogers with Roll Me Hearties from Pirates Gold.
Ooh, yeah. Should we put in my the thing I learned about pirates here?
What did you learn about pirates, Tony?
A little interesting fact. Do you know, Matt, why pirates wear a patch over their eye if they have 20/20 vision?
No, Tony, I do not know why pirates wear a patch over their eye if they have 20/20 vision.
Well, to keep one eye in the dark, so when they go down below, their eye is already adjusted to the dark, while the other one is adjusted to the light. That way, they don't fall over much.
Ah. Yeah. I thought it was going to be a joke, and you came up with an informative fact. Thank you.
Yeah. So that's why some pirates decided to wear eye patches, even though they might have 20/20 vision.
That makes a lot of sense. Thank you for sharing that fantastic fact.
You're welcome. So, let's see, what is up next for the awards? We're doing Best Joust Troop?
Yes, that's right.
Best Jousting Troop. Number 5, The Freelancers. Number 4, Paragon Jousting. Number 3, Knights of Mayhem. Number 2, Hanlon Lee's Action Theater. And the number 1, Noble Cause Productions.
And up next, Best Stage Combat Group. Number 5, The Duelists. Number 4, Hack and Slash. Number 3, Bodily Harm. Number 2, Fight School. And the number 1 Best Stage Combat Group for 2011 was Don Juan and Miguel.
All right. Best Street Cast. Name of a Renaissance Festival. Number 5, the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Number 4, Pennsylvania Renaissance Festival. Number 3, Sterling Renaissance Festival. Number 2, the Scarborough Renaissance Festival. And the number 1, Bristol Renaissance Festival.
Up next, Best Street Group Performance. This is by a musical or non-musical group that is only on the street and not on a stage.
Yes.
So here we go. Best Street Group Performance. Number 5, Nickel Shakespeare Girls. Number 4, Scarborough Celtic Troupe. Number 3, Fantasticals. Number 2, Thorin Grimm's Pub Crawl. And the number 1 Best Street Group Performance, The Sea Sirens.
This is Captain Sinalot of The Sea Sirens. On behalf of myself, and I suppose the rest of the crew, we want to thank all of our friends, fans, fellow pirates, and Wren family for treating us so well this past year. Worry not, though, we'll not be letting such a thing go to our heads. Only the rum's permitted to do that.
I hope that I can meet those guys someday. I've been talking to the captain, actually, of the Sea Sirens, so she's a lot of fun. You can always find out more about her through their website. All right, best solo act, a person, musical or non-musical, on the street and not on stage. Number 5, Loony Lucy. Number 4, Hob the Troll. Number 3, Gabrielle Q. Number 2, Jane the Fool. And the number 1 best street solo act is Twig the Fairy.
Oh, you're too kind. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes. Hello, friends. Yes, thank you. Yes, it's me, Hob the Troll, and I would like to thank you for voting for me in the 7th Annual Renaissance Festival Awards. As you know, I've placed 4th in Best Street Solo Act. So apparently, if the first 3 winners are unable to fulfill their duty, then they call me. If you're unfamiliar with me, you can like me on Facebook, Hob the Troll, and also go to my podcast, which is called The Hobcast, which is available for free on iTunes. So subscribe to that, too. Thank you all for voting. Thank you. Goodbye.
Well met, good cousins! Speaking to you with a voice raw from a jovial weekend of teaching and learning at Military History Festival is Jane the Fool, Queen of Jesters and Jester to the Queen, Milwaukee's official jester. Booligans, you've done it! You helped me win a place in the Renaissance Festival Podcast Awards. I can no other answer make but thanks and thanks and ever thanks. Often good turns are shuffled off with such uncurrent pay. But were my worth, as is my conscience, firm, you should all find better dealing. This is Jane the Fool, and may the heavens rain sweet odors on you. Remember your lifeline for folly at fool.com, P-H-O-O-L-E.com, and I shall see you anon. Good cheer, good cousins!
Twig the fairy gave us a letter back, and she says, thanks for the great news, and thanks everyone so much for their votes.
Up next, we have the Best Body Act. This is an adult-oriented musical or non-musical group.
Dedicated to Kristen.
Okay. Fair enough. The patron saint of body acts. Yes. Saint Kristen. All right. Number 5, we have Sound and Fury. Number 4, The Village Washer Wenches. Number 3, Kristoff the Insulter. Number 2, Iris and Rose. And the number 1 best body act, Tortuga Twins.
Best non-musical act, different from the best non-musical group, primarily in comic entertainers. Number 5, Barely Balanced. Number 4, The Dead Bob Show. Number 3, Don Juan and Miguel. Number 2, Moody the Magnificent. And the number 1, best non-musical comedy act, The Tortuga Twins.
Next category, Best Comedy Musical Act. This is primarily comedic music group. At number 5, we have Axel the Sot. Number 4, The Village Idiots. Number 3, Boca Musica. Number 2, Iris and Rose. And the number 1 Best Comedy Musical Act, Hey Nunny Nunny.
Best Non-Musical Solo Act. Number 5, Daniel Greenwolf. Number 4, The Dead Bob Show. Number 3, Zelch, the Tory Steller. Number 2, Adam Crack Wintrick Fire Whip Show. And the number 1 best non-musical solo act is Mooney the Magnificent.
And the last category before we get to some more music, this is the best non-musical group. Number 5, London Broil Show. Number 4, Mooney and Brune. Number 3, Don Juan and Miguel. Number 2, Barely Balanced, and the best non-musical group for 2011 was the Tortuga Twins. And now let's do some more music.
Yay, Matt finally gets a hard one to pronounce.
Yeah. This is Carnavalito Ramis by Owen Fife from Lágrimas de Sangria.
Fiesta de la quebrada, Umaguaquinito. Fiesta de la quebrada, Umaguaquinito. Llegando este carnaval quebradeño, mi cholita. Llegando este carnaval quebradeño, mi cholita. Fiesta de la quebrada, Umaguaquiña, para bailar. El que charango y bombo, carnavalito, para bailar. Quebradeño, Umaguaquinito. Umaguaquinito, fiesta de la quebrada, Umaguaquiña, para bailar. El que charango y bombo, carnavalito, para bailar y cantar. La 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 la. Llegando este carnaval, quebradeño, mi cholita. Llegando este carnaval, quebradeño, mi cholita.
charal, we bombo para valito para bailar y cantar.
I gaze on so fondly today were to change by tomorrow and fleet in my arms like fairy gifts fading away. Thou wouldst still be adored as this moment thou art. Let thy loveliness fade as it will. And around the dear ruin each wish of my heart would entwine itself verdantly still. It is not while beauty and youth are thine own and thy cheek unprofaned by a tear that the fervor and faith of a heart may be known to which time would but make thee more dear. Know the heart that truly loves never forgets, but as truly loves on to the close, as the sunflower turns on her god when he sets, the same look that she gave when he rose.
As I was a-walking one morning in May, I met a handsome young man who unto me did say, "Oh, lover, I'm inclined, and I'll tell again me mind, that me inclination lies in your cuckoo's nest. Some like a girl who is pretty in the face, and some like a girl who is slender in the waist. Ah, but give me a girl who will wriggle and will twist. At the bottom of the belly lies the cuckoo's nest. My darling," said she, "I am innocent and young. I scarcely can believe all your false alluding tongue. But I see it in your eyes, and it fills me with surprise that your inclination lies in niggergoodness. My darling, said he, if you see it in me eyes, then think of it as fondness and do not be surprised. For I love you, I swear, and I'll marry you, my dear, if you let me clap me and do your goodness. Oh, some like a girl who is pretty in the face, and some like a girl who is slender in the waist. Oh, but give me a girl who will wriggle and will twist. At the bottom of the belly lies a cuckoo's nest. My darling, said she, I cannot do no such thing. Me mother often told me that it was committing sin. Me maiden had to lose and me sex to be abused. So have no more to do with me cuckoo's nest. My darling, said he, it is not committing sin. For common sense should tell you that it is a pleasant thing. You belong to the world to increase and do your best, and to help a man to heaven in your cuckoo's nest. Well, some like a girl who is pretty in the face, and some like a girl who is slender in the waist. Ah, oh, but give me a girl who will wriggle and will twist. At the bottom of the belly lies the cuckoo's nest. My darling, said she, I cannot you deny. You surely won my heart with the roving of your eye. For I love you, I swear, and I'll marry you, my dear. So gently lift your hand to me, cuckoo's nest. This couple, they got married, and soon they went to bed. And now this pretty maiden, she has lost her maiden head. In a small country cottage, they increase and do their best. And he often claps his hands to her cuckoo's nest. Well, some like a girl who is pretty in the face, and some like a girl who is slender in the waist. Oh, but give me a girl who will wriggle and will twist. At the bottom of the belly lies a cuckoo's nest.
And that was Cuckoo's Nest by Irison Rose from Misconceptions Part Woo.
Before that, Endearing Young Charms by Hey Nunny Nunny from Hey Nunny Nunny.
And before that, Cantiga 166 in 11 eighths by Craig Farrington from Lute Etouffee.
All right, and now we are down to the last five categories.
Ooh.
Should we have like a dramatic pause to keep them on suspense for even longer?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So up next is Best Musical Solo Act. Number five was Abby Green. Number four, Craig of Farrington. Number three, Owen Fife. Number two, Sarah Marie Mullen. And the number one Best Musical Solo Act of 2011 was Cast in Bronze.
And we got another letter from Cast of Bronze, and he says, I am delighted to learn that Cast of Bronze was awarded first place in Best Solo Act of the Year. It is humbling, and I am flattered beyond words. I am, at this moment, composing new music for their listening pleasure. And that was from Cast of Bronze, so thank you, Cast of Bronze, for that letter. Best Musical Group. Number five, the Poxy Bogarts. Number four, the Jolly Rogers. Number three, Empty Hats. Number two, Circa Paleo. And the number one Best Musical Group is Tartanic.
All right, now, Best New CD released in 2011. Number five, the Merry Wives of Windsor with Bottoms Up. Number four, the Interpreters with their CD And We're Back. Number three, Bounding Main with Cracking Up. Number two, Boca Musica, The Lusty Wench. And the number one Best New CD released in 2011 was Circa Paleo with Roseland Tideland.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Interpreters would like to thank everyone who voted for us in the 7th Annual Renaissance Festival Awards in the category of New CD for And We're Back, our new release to come forth.
We came fourth in our release?
Well, yeah, the CD.
How actually. Many people were involved?
Well, there were hundreds. I mean,
everyone. And they followed. Stayed awake?
What?
Wow, they must have worked very hard.
No, they just had to
wait
vote
a minute.
For the,
what? You and I came at the same time.
Well, it's the.
Well, I'm having a hard time believing that. Columbina, it's been so long for you. Either you would have come first, or you wouldn't have done it at all.
Oh, dear God, no. No, let me interpret. in the 7th Annual Renaissance Festival Awards,
okay,
the CD, The Interpreters, and We're Back, won 4th place in the Best New CD Release for 2011.
Well, that's not exciting at all.
Yes, it is. It's very exciting.
It would have been much more exciting if we had come 4th.
I hate you right now.
Cheers! This is Coco, the fearless leader of Boca Musica. We want to say a big thank you and tip a pint or three to all our inebriated fans who managed to vote in the 2011 Renaissance Podcast Awards. We are blown away to be recognized in not one, but 2 categories this year. We plan to celebrate by drinking lots of cider, telling bad jokes, and writing more cheeky songs for the upcoming season. We sure hope to see you all at Fair this summer. In the meantime, check out our new CD, The Lusty Wench, and find out more info about the Boca Show at bocamusica.com, where there's lots of bawdy humor, tight harmonies, and loose morals. Bottoms up!
Best New Renaissance Festival 3 years or younger. Number 5, the Connecticut Renaissance Fair, Spring Robin Hood Fair. Number 4, the New Jersey Renaissance Fair. Number 3, the Chippewa Valley Renaissance Festival. Number 2, Midsummer's Fantasy Renaissance Fair. And the number 1 Best New Renaissance Fair 3 years or younger is the Sherwood Forest Fair, which I believe Matt is going to here pretty soon.
Yeah, that sounds awfully familiar. In fact, that is the festival that you, our delightful audience, have voted that I should go visit. And so I'm going to be doing just that next month.
So you get to raid and plunder and scare everybody away from the Sherwood Forest Fair, right? Is that the
plan? It will be completely empty on March 24th and 25th.
Oh, okay. Because they're all hiding from you? Is that the idea?
Yep, pretty much. I'll be running around everywhere with my recording devices. Please stop by and say hello if you see me. I'll be wearing bright yellow, so I should be pretty visible. Stop by, say hello, tell me what you think of the podcast. Please don't kick me. I'm very fragile and break easily.
We won't get into that, but okay. But yes, after seeing your show, I know how fragile and breaky you are.
Thank you. So, yeah, please stop by Sherwood Forest Fair in Texas on March 24th and 25th. I hope to see you there. And now we come to our final category.
The one you've all been waiting for. It's as good as the best picture at the Oscar.
Yeah, just like the Oscars. We are so professional and planned and scripted and, oh, yes. Yeah. And we're both wearing our tuxes, too.
Yes, we are. And drinking beer with a turkey leg.
drinking beer through a turkey leg.
If you want to, Matt.
I don't
totally
know how that works, but okay.
No, I was more thinking like drinking beer and eating a turkey leg while in our tuxes.
That's not as fun. That's not challenging at all.
But if you really want to drink beer through a turkey leg, that's totally your call.
Best Renaissance Festival for 2011.
Number 5, the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
Number 4, the Scarborough Renaissance Festival.
Number 3, the Sterling Renaissance Festival.
Number 2, the Texas Renaissance Festival.
And the best Renaissance Festival of 2011 is number 1, the Bristol Renaissance Fair.
The Bristol Renaissance Fair extends a heartfelt thank you to all of our devoted fans. We're grateful to be recognized with 2nd place in Best Opening Gate Show, 2nd place in Best Royalty for our Guild of St. George, 1st place in Best Streetcast, and the great honor of the Best Renaissance Festival for 2011. When our gates open this, our 25th anniversary year, we know you'll share our pride at the greatest Renaissance Fair the country has to offer. See you this summer at the Bristol Renaissance Fair, where fantasy rules.
So yes, those are your winners for the 7th Annual Renaissance Festival Awards for 2011, co-sponsored by Renaissance Magazine. So guess what, Matt?
What, Tony?
We're going to do it all again for the 8th Annual Renaissance Festival Awards for 2012.
Woohoo!
Yeah, but you'll have to wait to start voting on September 1st, 2012.
That's so far away.
Yeah, but you have all kinds of time to experience the Renaissance Festival this season, go see one of the winners, or eat or drink one of the winners, and get ready to vote for the 8th Annual Renaissance Festival Awards for this year. And speaking of that, as many of you are probably in suspense wanting to know, we do have our Hall of Fame winner.
All right.
You want to tell us who the Hall of Fame winner is for 2011?
I would be delighted. Our 2011 Hall of Fame winner is Ann Alford. Congratulations, Ann.
Of course, there's going to be a write-up on our website soon on about Anne, but go ahead, give us some background on Anne for those who do not know.
All right, then. Anne Alford holds a master's degree in acting from the University of Virginia. Having played the Queen at the New York Renaissance Fair for 20 years, Anne brings a special insight into environmental theater. She uses these finely honed skills in writing and directing many of the scripts at the New York show, where she also sits on the Board of Governors. Currently the main scriptwriter and language workshop leader, Anne has been a member of the artistic team for 15 years, where her focus on the details, acting, and participation in her craft has set her above all others. She is the consummate professional and a real queen of hearts, with her favorite Shakespearean line being from As You Like It, "Sell when you can, you are not for all markets." The Renaissance Festival Hall of Fame would like to thank Julie McMillan, Ricky Kippel, and the New York Renaissance Fair for their assistance, and Lady Janet for the photo that will be showing up in Renaissance Magazine. So congratulations once again, Anne.
Yes, and Anne, if you are hearing this, or anybody who is fans of Anne, give us an email because we'd like to talk to you about something.
And unfortunately, that brings us to our last song for today.
So, that's going to be Johnny Jump Up by the Village Idiots from Epic Win.
Thanks, everybody, for all of your votes. We really do appreciate it. We hope that next year we will have even more and more people voting. The more people that vote, the more fun it is. So spread the word, especially to some of those festivals that don't get a lot of representation a lot of the year. We'd really like to get the word out to them so we can make sure that everybody is having an equal chance in being nominated and recognized for all of their hard work. So thanks again, everyone. It was a wonderful, wonderful year, and let's hope next year is even better.
Indeed. Huzzah.
So from the Castle Tower, this is Matt Letter signing off from the Renaissance Festival Award Show.
And from the dungeon of the castle, this is Tony Artem signing off.
I'll tell you a story that happened to me one day as I went down to y'all by the sea. The sun it was bright and the day it was warm, says I, a quiet pint wouldn't do me no harm. I went in to the barman, I says, give me a stout, says the barman, I'm sorry, all the beer is sold out. Try whiskey or vodka, 10 years in the woods, says I, I'll try cider, I heard it was good. Oh, never again if I lived to be 100 or 110. I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up after drinking a quart of that Johnny Jump Up. After lowering the third, I headed straight for the yard where I bumped into Brophy, the big civic guard. Come here to me, boy, don't you know the law? Well, I upped with my fist and I shattered his jaw. He fell to the ground with his knees crumpled up, for 'twasn't I hit him, 'twas the Johnny Jump Up. The next thing I met down in y'all by the sea was a cripple on crutches, and says he to me, I'm afraid of me life, I'll be hit by a car. Would you help me across to the railwayman's bar? After 3 pints of that cider so sweet, he threw down his crutches and he danced on his feet. Oh, never again if I lived to be 100 or 110. I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up after drinking a quart of that Johnny Jump Up.
Now I went up the Lee Road, a friend for to see. They call it the madhouse in Cork by the Lee. But when I got up there, the truth I do tell, they had the poor bugger locked up in a cell. Says I got testing him, say these words if you can. Around the rugged rocks, the ragged rascal ran. Tell him not crazy, tell him not mad. 'Twas only 6 pints of that cider I had.
Oh, never, never, never,
never, never again in my life. 100 or 110, I fell to the ground. And I couldn't get up after drinking a quart of that Johnny Jump Up.
Now a man that in the Union by the name of McNabb, they watched him. Placed him aside on a slab, and after the coroner's measurements did take, his wife took him home to a bloody byway. 'Twas about 12 o'clock and the beard was high. The corpse sat up and he says with a sigh, I can't get to heaven, they won't let me up till I bring them a pint of that Johnny Jump Up. Oh, never,
never, never, never, never again if I lived in the 100 or 110. I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up after drinking a quart of Johnny Jump Up.
So if you ever go down to Goat by the Sea, stay out of the alehouse and take it from me. If you want to stay sane, don't you dare take a sup of that devil drink cider called Johnny Jump Up. Oh, never,
never, never,
never,
never,
never again if I lived in the 100 or 110. I fell to the ground
and I couldn't get up after drinking a quart of that Johnny Jump Up. Johnny Jump Up.
The fear is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.
The Renaissance Festival podcast was produced by Mark Gunn and Matt Letter. If you like what you heard today, visit our show notes at renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Show your support by telling your friends about the great music you found. We'll see you at the fair. Sláinte.